We got some shopping and tidied the house. Dr. Amanda Gummer is a child psychologist from the childhood organisation Fundamentally Children and joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Should we be leaving children home alone at any age?
Well, you can't suddenly get to 18 having never been left alone and suddenly be able to look after yourself. So it has to be a gradual process. So I think we need some common sense. The law really doesn't help in some ways because I think it's under 16, you can be prosecuted as a parent if something goes wrong and the court deems that you've neglected or done something that has contributed to whatever it is that's gone on. So, I mean, it was interesting to hear your piece earlier where people say 13, 14. I don't know what it is that happens at 13 or 14 that suddenly makes the children able to stay home alone. I think what's important is for parents to understand that we do wrap our kids in cotton wool for a bit too long, and we actually need to start giving them some independence from a lot earlier so that they build up the trust so when they get to secondary school or 13 or 14, they are able to cope being on their own and they are able to be responsible. And should you ever be in an awful situation where you're having to defend your decision to leave your kids home alone, you can do so without feeling hugely guilty because something's gone wrong and you've abandoned your kid or whatever.
Is there any way to tell if your child is ready to be left home alone?
Yeah, you can do it by little steps. I mean, it can start as young as, you know, what happens if you pop into the garden pan and washing it up, or if you go, I don't know, downstairs.
God, my husband couldn't do that. Is he not safe to do
that? No, that's 2 minutes. The kids are, you know, are the kids... The minute that your back's turned, are they wrecking the place, or are they, you know? And you wouldn't do that necessarily with a toddler, but from sort of about eight onwards, kids can go down the park on their own. They can be trusted to. I mean, much below the age of about eight, children don't have an accurate risk assessment ability. Their thought processes aren't developed enough to predict risk and consequences and stuff. So you know, much under the age of eight, it should be a blanket ban. But after eight, kids are sort of starting to walk to school on their own. They're going to the park with their friends. And again, it's a big difference between leaving one child on their own in a house as opposed to maybe three siblings who are around 10, 11, 12, 13, because they'll look after each other. But it's about building that relationship of trust with your children and letting the leash out gently and gradually and making sure that the children earn your trust and the responsibility and the freedom that you're giving them.
Okay, Amanda, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Amanda Gummer there. Well, let's find out what the...